Tributes to Our Mother. Compiled by Maiden Badal. Our Father in a Letter from Medical School. When you returned the $25 check I sent you, I was reminded how willing you have been to sacrifice for my good. My heart is full of love for you, who made it possible for me to do what I have in life, as you have always helped me so much. Ruth's mother had much of the responsibility of training the children, because Dad was a doctor and gone from home so much. She brought to our home physical care, fun, culture, love and spirituality. She kept a tidy house and we were well fed and clothed on a minimum amount of money. Also, we enjoyed some of the nicer things of life. While traveling, she made it fun for us to gather pine needles and make a bed under the stars. We had programs, picnics and parties. She made life fun. She told stories, sang songs and played games. Some of us had special training, but Mother taught us to give readings, sing, and entertain. We had love in our home and we were taught that babies were special, so there are 49 grandchildren and 41 great-grandchildren now. She taught us to love the gospel, and through her example her children and grandchildren and posterity will carry on into the eternity the strengths she has had. Ronald from the mission field. I didn't realize how great my blessings were for having parents like you and Dad. Louise, I appreciate so much what you have done for me. I don't remember anything I really wanted when I was young that I didn't have. Maureen, I love you very much. You've been a shining guiding light all these wonderful years. Ray, mother was truly a daughter of Mormon pioneers, of English and Danish descent. Her mother came from very frugal Danish ancestors, who could make the Scotch look like spendthrifts. My recollections began when mother was living in Chicago caring for her children on the upper floor of a three-story flat. Mother must have missed father greatly when she encouraged him to go on a mission to England, when she stayed with her parents, expecting a son. While in Chicago she took in boarders to help father go to medical school. It was there she lost her precious daughter, Nora. The grief, discouragement and expense would have, perhaps, prevented lesser people from completing school, but with a wife like mother, father could not quit. Like Martha, of the Bible, she was always on the job when something needed to be done or saved. She once made a good dress for Maiden of 29 small pieces of material. She was one of the last women in the community to adopt the luxury of silk stockings, not because she did not admire nice things, but because she considered waste a cardinal sin, both in money and time. She was never overburdened with her family of eight, and was always doing things to help father work in the church. She always had a great sense of humor, and to this day is quick with a reply, to keep the air spicy and full of fun for those around her. Maiden, I had a wonderful childhood. I'm so glad you were willing to have eight children.